Beginning our daf, Masech, this is what we're coming up with. Daf in Beis, again, I'm Beis, again, Tez Master, beginning with Digmazam, Shani Metatli, which some add on to the different Maslow, the 90, that movable items that actually move are different, which Tez explains, Pir Sheshlam Das. Now, that's in addition to having its own intelligence. A behemoth, but animals, Lech Hashim Metatli, 90, that's not called, quote-unquote, movable items that actually move. And benikn ma'agav, and they actually will be acquired with this kinyan of agav. Afilah in tzibuchet, even if they're not piled on. Because I mean, the gemara says in the first part, gedushin of chav of beis, the tefach al tefach leplini, the imay made it sign. So it's just a tefach squared of earth, a ground, and 100 sheep. Obviously, well, that were top. So it's only been the adam that we're saying this halacha. It says not to begin with the words gemara shan mekakoy denaydi. That, oh, even if you consider it as karka, but it's movable and different, it's going to have a different lach, it's not going to be acquired with the rest of the karka. Which Tosfos says, in time, you can say, wait a second, if it's a little idea, even if it doesn't move, a trei tashmishin in it, but an evident karka, even if they're quote unquote both karka, but they have two different utilities, they're two different entities, and they have a kachusas and metzula. It's like these two different types of vessels, the machs and the echemen, if you acquire one of them, you don't acquire the other one, because the min pekam has a bias, like the Moses Basis of Masai and Mavl Chalish, according to one version. So even if you consider both as karka, the different types of karka. But Hashem says, what you can say is, no, the ever karka choshev chad tashmash. Actually, a slave and earth are actually considered as the same utility. And the reason why that is, lefisha ever draw love by this karka, because the slave is fit to work the ground. So in a way, it has a like the status as the karka itself. Next, this matter begins with Gemara Mantan. So who's the Tana by Mishnah? Regarding this halacha that you could have hektish without me'ilah, which claim in other words says, in other words, pshitale, it was obvious to the Gemara the lebala might hektishes. We're not coming to exclude hektish items less but me'ilah that don't have me'ilah and karka like property, which everyone agrees with. That Zigmar says me'ilah that chesam beis because they keep them next to gebaya, that since they're items belonging to Hashem, so me'ilah like malab le'mered. So the fact that is me'ilah would not make it any different. It's just saying, as we're coming to this idea, we say clearly that it's going to be a moment bound, which is obviously the point that we're discussing in our Mishnah, that it's not going to be excluded from Shere Eir, but like Shere Shal Hektash. Next, it's not with the words of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Mechaimi Amar, when the animal's alive, did Rabbi really say this halacha that the Kachem Kam is moment bound? So this is tame, it's a wonder, because this wording is hard to understand. What's the Gemara understanding? Because if he didn't say it's halacha when it's alive, well, koshken lachashchita. Obviously, lachashchita when it's pshochen gevoy kazacho. Obviously, it's not going to be considered mum bialim. And so it says, "Ve'inlam, don't say the halacha perusha that this is what the gemara is saying." Mechaimi amar, did we say it when it's alive? Meaning that afila hecha the chazla krava, that even where it's fit to be sacrificed, and the reason is with the kamafalgis being mechaim lachashchita. From the fact that you're differentiating between when it's alive and after it's slaughtered, well, mechan difference is the mechayim that when it's alive, afil b'chaz la'krava, that even when it's fit to be sacrificed, chashaf le'memlein, you consider it as his mamen, which is domid la'chashchita, similar to the case of after it's slaughtered, you can't say that that's what the Gemara was asking. Then, if that's the case, then kiparach min b'chor, then why is the Gemara asking from b'chor l'sayim shlam, you could support it at the same time from shlamim? To come Benaz says later on in the next Amid that Leba Kazav El Rab Shlam, that's coming to include Shlam. Benaz of Abi Yasi Asla Purusha Milsa Rabbi Zigluvi, and they come to explain this teaching of Rabbi Zigluvi. Now, Shlam Chazla Krava, Shlam is fit for Krava, fill like a Tchili Krava, and still you could initially go ahead and sacrifice it. So you see that instead of asking from Bachar, then you could have supported his teaching from the halacha of shlam. So what's the Gemara's question over here? Mechaimi Amar, if it was asking from the point about chazla krava. Shlomo says, "What you can say is dachah berusha." This is the Gemara's question. Mechaimi Amar, when it's alive, did we say that b'matnas kahuna? When it comes to matnas kahuna, mechelik shish lekahan b'shlamim, in the portion that the kahan have in the shlamim. Where do you see that? Because mitulei kama matnas kahuna shani, from the fact that we didn't say that matnas kahuna is different. The Hamakadosh Bechelkoi, that this that is Makadosh with his portion, Haydu Matnas Kohuna, Chelik Shish Lekan Beshlamim, that's the portion that the Kama have in the Shlamim, El Kamar, rather we said, Meshlam Del Acha Shchita, because he said after Shchita Meshuchah Gabayah, because Zachor, that they're meriting from the Gabayah. So Mashmet sounds like, Av Machayim, when it's alive, Av Mam Bailim, it's Mam and Bailim, Av Kavna Av Matnas Kuna, even though it's Matnas Kuna, and that is what the Gemara's question is, on the part of the portion that the Kohanim have, is did we say that that's also going to be considered as Mamon Baila? Now, but this as in this, he says, but then we're going to say, wait, yeah, Mishani, Matnas Kunas Shani. If the Gemara would have answered that Matnas Kunas is different, then Habamashma, that would sound like the Chelik Bailum, that the portion of the onus, that fellow Achar Shchita, that even after Shchita, Habamam Bailum, that it would be considered as the owner's money. But the Perik Beit did Yomtiv, and the Gemara Beit of Chotal of Manal, of Nami Yom, and the Gemara also says the Bailum Shochet Gebay Zachu, that the owner also gets it from Hashem. So what Tais is asking is that how does the Gemara know that that there's a difference between Mechaim Lachamisa that holds that it's that the Chelik Kahanim is also a Mamon Bailum from Chaim? It's possible to say that it also holds that the Chelik Kahanim is always Mamon Gebay. In the old situation, the Gemara didn't say that you could say that as we find the Gemara in Beya, that also the Bailam are Zeich and Chelik only Lachamisa from Meshulchan, meaning after Misa Meshulchan Gebaya. It sounds like that the portion is not Mamon Hedjit. Therefore, the Gemara explains over there that Tumait Kachim Lachamisa, that then the Mekadish, both the Chelik Bailam and Chelik Kahanim is not Mekadashas, but the Chelik Kahanim is also Mechaim, not Mamon Bailam. So on that says Taisis, there's something you could say is the Hanamila in the Dorm and the Davis. That's regarding the Dorm and the Davis. That's a different shmuz, a different discussion. The Inakur and the Yomtib, that the Nasaka was Yomtib, Mishim, the Ikur Shchita. It's only saying because the Prime Shchita of Bishvil Gabay is really as a carbon. But not for the eating of the owners, and therefore it's a problem of, well, you could only do a Malach on Eichel Nefesh, but not for a carbon. A Pshita, but it says, obviously, the Chilik Bailim, that yeah, the portion of the owner, that Afil Acher Shchita, it's not true. Even Acher Shchita, have a Mam Bailim, it would be the owner's money. Mekadosh Ba'isha, let's say, take a Mekadosh woman, Chotav, and all things. And Mechim Ashma, also sounds like this idea that Mekadosh Bechelkai, that when it talks about the Mekadosh for this portion, Mechelik Kahanmai, that's specifically the portion of the Kahan. The Lashon Mekadosh Bechelkai, the Shaykh Bechelkam, really is only applicable by the Chelik of the Kahan, because the Vayim Lashach Ben Lashon Chelik, that's not like a portion, because the Ikar Karban Shalahan, the primary carbon is theirs. And so therefore, like we're saying, that you don't see from that the Bailam Shalvin Gabay Kazakh. It's not true, like Jesus asked. It's always Mom and Bailam. But Kuranami, the Maisa Perkish, Makadish also the Psukum, the Gemara brings the Kedushin of the Bezam and Bezam, a Sneaton, on the Mishnah Makadish Bechelkai, that is Makadish with his portion, Bezeh Yilucho Makadish Akadishim, and the Eish, Lixi, Velam Kan, that's only said by the Kanam. Then says, Taisis, Baha, the Kamahas, and this the Gemara says, Bezeh Limasin, like Rabbi Yisla, Zamish, and Zamish, and Zamish. Basically, Umasik, and the Gemara concludes, Kikam Rabbi Mechaim, when did he say his teaching, Mechaim, that, Dekanami, that, Diktani HaMekadosh Bechelkai, that, the Mashmalach HaShchita Lahava, that sounds like that, but that's not the case after Shchita, that, it sounds like that Mekadosh Nechelik that already got him after Shchita the carbon. So it says, Lefim Haskon Dahacha. That's according to the conclusion of the Gemara over here. The mashma lachashchita sounds like after shchita. Lehava lefi amaskan nahacha. That's not according to the maskan of the Gemara over here, because elafi ma desalka died mekor. It's only according to what the Gemara originally understood. Lefi amaskan according to the conclusion. B'manz kuna regarding manz kuna fill the mechaim of mam gavaya. Really, even when it's alive, it's already considered mam gavaya, and it's not only lachashchita. It's not to begin with words of Gemara. Tam chai. Unblemished when it's alive, and not when it's slaughtered. So some say that the nekuda should be after the words chai, and that the three words avalei shachat is not from the Devar Maskil, but rather it's from the words of Taisa itself. Be that as it may, well, avalei shachat hola itzrach lashmei. We don't have to tell you not when it's slaughtered, because the b'chor b'sman zimek min love. We're talking about b'chor in these times. Delay ain't shaykh by mechira lachashchita. Obviously, you can't have it sold after it's slaughtered. The mitzvah by nukas for ben to have benefit. The chiddush is the first half of the mechira lachashchita that you sell when it's alive, which is avagav the ma'aseh in them kibin. The ma'aseh cannot be sold, and the mevayel says leimach b'lei go. B'chin yisberi kam d'tmura tav heim and beis. That's what we're saying. But here by b'chor, it could be sold. Next is maskel, which from here until the end of the Amid is in parentheses, which it's a shmata from Nagoy Sagra. So Taisa quotes the words, Be'isvei Rabba Rabba Nachman. Tais essentially is bothered by the question, which he comes to address. So was Manjib Kaim Mairi, which is basically asking, he's saying, well, how do you know? Maybe it's talking about he wouldn't have a question if it's when the Beis Hamikdash is not around. He says, no, because Tumid Shlom. Because Tumid Shlom, because the main pair come in the Tumur and Nav Chesem and Aleph, which, as the Gemara later on says, that his halacha was going on Shlom, which obviously only when the Beis Hamikdash is around. Well, you know, another part, because the Pesach Kuntak Rashi explains the whole point of the Pasuk was to say regarding Karbim Ilik, which only applicable when the Beis Hamikdash is around. So says Tosfos, "Hot like Tosfos b'chay b'zman hazeh." One just says "Tom b'chay b'zman hazeh." From the Gemara Shlom Ketani, like we explained in the previous Tosfos, no, that it's a time when the Beis Hamikdash is around. Well, Rav Nachman del Elm, have a Muslim b'chay b'chutzlatz. You could have said that it's Tom b'chay b'chutzlatz. I was in with Daichik, but that's pushing it. B'nichal ham b'chay b'zman hazeh, and preferred to say somewhat because to say that it's for a limited. A place that would be a doichik, and therefore it makes more sense to say that in all places, but so much specifically, bezman hazeh when there's no hakrav. Two next test master begin with the gemara, but leader Rabbi Shimon. It's going like Rabbi Shimon. Amad that says in bar to me mikiruvu that if you bring it, unblemished sacrifice, but they're really from chutzot you don't bring it. Which Rabbi Kiva Paligala, Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva Kachim betmur devchav alvam abeis. Amad that says no lo yikiruvu. That you don't sacrifice it because the Dadish Mehekesha Mokim shared to maybe Maisa Shani that from the place that you don't bring Maisa Shani, yet maybe Bukhar you don't bring a Bukhar. But then it says to maybe you say, but Michael Mavil Rib Shimon, but then why are you saying that specifically going to Rib Shimon? Kaljikan the Rib Kiva, the Malay Krubu, that he says you don't even sacrifice it for Shodav Mamayne because it's obviously not like Vaya. Because it's actually similar to shlamim that we say, which there actually you could sacrifice it from chutzlatz, and therefore we have to say like Reb Shimon that, but the Eved at least you'll be able to bring it. Or by the shlamim, another pshat you could say is dal korach lema tokum kibbikiv. Can't say basically is like a kibbikiv because the masal kol rabuyim. In fact, it needs a pasuk to include it. Shuhu mamim bayim that it's mamim bayim. Obviously, it's not like a bc aglili who. According to Abuse Glili, that it's mom and violence, so there wouldn't be a necessity to learn this out from Sukkim. Because Abuse Glili dashens the halacha b'chayr, no, Abuse Glili dashens the halacha b'chayr that's called mom and violence from Sukkim, whereas according to Bekiva, it's not brought even with the Evid, so obviously it wouldn't be mom and violence, and you wouldn't need to have Sukkim. Two negatives, not to bring with the words, but like Tchila one does not bring from Chutzlart. Pierce, in other words, as Tais explains, in Tzarech Levim, you don't have to bring them. Can the first make a Lekotch? Maybe more explains over there that Amir B'Shimon, he says, Matam, what's the reason? If you should call Kotchim in Lem Panasim Kaiman. Pierce, in other words, in the Matar, the Mikdash, the only way to permit is in the Mikdash. Chotim and Chai Meiser, Sheslam Panasim Kaiman, Pierce, in other words, in the Chomimim, because it could be eaten in the blemish state. And so therefore, there's no need to bring it, because other Kotchim, what are you going to do? Of course you have to bring it. There's nothing else to do with it. But here, when it gets blemished, you could eat it, so then you don't have to. Not that it's forbidden. Now, Lachit Tala Le Reb Shimon, that's actually why we make independent Reb Shimon, because the Kul Reb Shimon, it's all Reb Shimon over there. Which he says, B'Ktasa, who gives the reason? B'Ktasa, he gives Reb Shmuel, actually. Why? Because Hasan Parach HaMasit, Shammah, Yikavu, the Gemara over there on the Mishnah that says that you sacrifice and bin Antonin, the Sheva, B'Chayis, Mdobel, they brought B'Chayis, these first bananas from Babel. But they killed them, and they didn't accept it. Pshat the Gemara says, "Oh, it's not a contradiction. How could be small? How could be kiva?" Now, Mochasim, it's obvious over there. Shah Mishnah could be small, or basically, but not in this could be kiva. That the one who holds that you don't have to bring it is actually, but it will be sacrificed is like Rabbi Shmuel, not really as argues of Rabbi Shimon. Next, this must begin with the Gemara be Misa. Now, if it would be true, then Lashani Le. Then the Gemara, then the Ravina should have answered, as the Gemara says, are basically the Harabban. Perish, in other words, Tais explains. Pemisa, the Mechaim of Menor Rizek Lili. Now, if it's true that when he was alive, would be considered his mom in the corner of Rizek Lili, even the Mandas Kuhuna, the Chazla Krav, which referred to be sacrificed, Lashan Lili should have answered, Hadirach Menorab Menaboyes Kerabbanan. Because Manoshak Labaki Rizek Lili, either isn't like Rizek Lili, so they could have just answered that he was like Drabban. Now, if he's according to his logic, then it wouldn't be true how the master come on. This sounds like later on, apart from the Gimlon base, the Bechor, the Bechal Re'eu, that the first banana was not included as Re'eu, even in today's times, with the pligi abaye barava, they disagreed b'sher shal psul mekdash and shenaka, where they gored each other. Or pesher ben Yehuda yigoyin b'b'chor shor, that we're talking about that a firstborn ox lepavikle, which it didn't redeem. Okay, b'rucha tochlema, and according to his interpretation, you have to say k'mesh afarshu b'ez Hashem, like I'm gonna explain him yitz Hashem. Or mistama b'mehem pligi. And we could presume that it was in their times that they disagreed because there was one as there, because in today's times, according to everyone, it would be Mam and Hedrid. So that's the Gemara's question. Shani Gemara answers, El Matnes Kun Shani. No, Matnes Kun is different. This is Rabbi Nachman, their Girsa. Rashi, Legorskin. And Rashi does not have this Girsa. And the Hashta now comes up, Mr. Rabbi Nachman, the Mitugma Gerisa Glili, is only like Rabbi Sa Glili. And then you have to say, "Plucked by a birdo, but the kaman must be kerabanan." Now, so it says, "When it's in the davke mechaim of the rabban mam gabay." Now, that specifically when it's alive, it would be recorded rabban mam gabay. Full ba mom, when it's blemished, the also begins vavoid that we now let us shear the wool and work with it. But after shechita, but after slaughter, let mechash mam gabay. Why be considered mam gabay? Full besmanch besem gichkam even besmid zran. The full nachish alacha, you let it give it even to a hundred. You can tell in parakol b'sumigdashin chayes lavam gimna after this kish letzviv ayil, where it's compared to a deer. And to enter an aisle. So according to everyone, we consider as mama bailam, even when the besmigdash is around, because now that after it was slaughtered, there's no kedusha at all, and you let it feed it to anyone, as we see in the Mishnah there in Masechet Bechorot.